There was a song back in 1980 made famous by Matt Davis. The first few lines began, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." Unfortunately, that's an attitude from time to time we all tend to fall into. Well, today's readings speak to the heart of our relationship with God. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector from Luke's Gospel, and St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, where Paul addresses his impending death. Both readings challenge us to take a look in the mirror and examine ourselves, examine our humility, the need for each of us to repent for our sins, our trust in God's mercy, and the steadfastness of our faith. Our gospel today gives us a good example of probably one, if not the greatest of all sins, which is the sin of pride. Pride is most often the precursor or the cause of all other sin. So what do we see in today's gospel? We see the Pharisee talking, in fact, praying to himself with a sense of self-righteousness. In essence, he stands up in front of the whole temple and proclaims, "Hey, see, look at me. See how great I am compared to that tax collector in the back?" This prayer of self-praise finds the Pharisee looking in the mirror instead of praying to God. What has the Pharisee done? Well, he's gotten himself confused with God, which is a classic example of pride. We contrast that with the reaction of the tax collector. What does he do? He stands way in the back, bowing down, even refusing to look up, praying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." So what can we take away for ourselves and for our lives from this parable of Jesus? Well, we see that true prayer and righteousness stem from humility and a contrite heart. We're all called to put on that cloak of humility, at times most probably difficult for each of us to do. And we need to recognize our own sinfulness and our absolute dependence on God's mercy. We need to avoid being self-righteous, judging others as God reminds us at the end of the gospel, he exalts the humble. Pause and think for a moment. Perhaps we aren't as boldly self-righteous as the Pharisee in today's gospel, but perhaps from time to time, we do tend to spurn those who just aren't like us, or at a minimum, avoid any encounters with such individuals. Or perhaps we ridicule and poke fun of those who aren't as perfect as we think they should be. I'm sure most of us have and think of areas in our lives or situations where we become self-righteous and judgmental. I certainly know I can. Looking at our second reading from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, we see Paul approaching his impending execution and death. He mentions he's being poured out like a libation. Now, libation is derived from the Latin word libatio, which means a ritual pouring of liquid as an offering to a deity or a sacrifice. Paul's life has been a sacrifice offered to Christ. He laments the fact that no one came to assist him when he's been in prison. Does this leave Paul distraught, without hope? Where does Paul find his solace and consolation? Well, he finds it in Christ. He sees that Christ too is abandoned by his companions prior to his death. That Paul maintains his faith, confident and steadfast that God will provide him his just reward. Because he has fought the good fight, kept the faith, and finished the race. Paul's life was one of hardship, suffering, immense evangelization and service, yet he always remained faithful to Christ. He kept on persevering that crown of righteousness through his selflessness. Folks, anyone who's ever competed in any sort of competition, be it athletic or otherwise, knows that winning doesn't just happen. No, you must prepare yourself, dedicate yourself to the competition through many times with tough and vigorous training. And yes, just life, there'll be setbacks along the way. But remember, God rewards effort more than results. St. Teresa of Calcutta often reminded us that God did not put us in this world to be successful, but to be faithful. Keeping the faith doesn't simply mean belief, but also fidelity as well, just as in marriage to one's spouse. We all know that marriages can be full of challenges, difficulties, sufferings, disappointments, as well as joy. But the single most important quality isn't happiness or pleasure, but rather faith. Same is true of our spiritual marriage with God. God always remains faithful to us, in spite of the silly, stupid, selfish sinners we can be at times. As long as we remain faithful and come back to Him, returning to Him, repenting, even if we mess up a million times. Paul's crown of righteousness isn't a reward for his self-exaltation, like that self-righteous Pharisee in the gospel today, but rather a reward for his humble perseverance and faithfulness to the gospel. Paul's confidence doesn't come from his own merits, but rather his faith and trust in God's justice and mercy, just like the tax collector in today's gospel. So today's gospel and Paul's letter to Timothy offer us a distinct and yet unifying message for our lives. The gospel challenges us to live humble lives, realizing that while we all sin, we need to recognize our dependence on God's mercy. And Paul inspires us to live unwavering lives of faith and to persevere, realizing that we all face many challenges in our life, but God will never abandon us, never give up on us. And so in the coming week, I encourage you to take three concrete steps. First, try to begin each day with morning humility, with the simple prayer of the tax collector, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." At noontime, following the guidance of St. Paul, ask yourself, am I fighting a good fight today? How can I keep the faith amid the many challenges I'm facing today? And finally, at the end of the day, end the day by praying for someone you find difficult to love. So let us strive to approach God with the humble heart of the tax collector, seeking His mercy, all the while living our lives with the faithfulness and perseverance of St. Paul, confident